Scripture reading is Romans chapter 5 verses 18 through and 19. Let me read. So then, as through one transgression there resulted condemnation to all men, even so through one act of righteousness there resulted justification of life to all men. For as through the one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, even so through the obedience of the one the many will be made righteous. Amen.
This is the third session of Church Living in the Bible. In the first session, we looked into the Old Testament. I talked about the Father God who let us feel the living God through the great signs and wonders. And we can see that even today we are seeing the same kinds of signs and wonders in this church. In the second session, I talked about the reason why God gave us the commandments. It is to establish the relationship between God and us, and it is to give us blessings. It is not to give us burden. It is not a shackle. But it is the will of God, the love of God who wants to give us peace and blessing. And when we keep the commandments, we can become His true children. But since the human cultivation began, many people didn't keep the commandments, and they suffered some hardships. Their relationship with God was severed. But in this end time, with the good teaching of our shepherd, we feel that the commandment is not burdensome, but it is for our own happiness. And we could see, confirm once again, that we are a church living by the Word of God. Now in this third session, let us look into the New Testament. In the New Testament, it is written about Jesus who came to us and who died on the cross for us. And many parts of the New Testament were written by the Apostle Paul. In his letters, he taught us the will of God and how to minister a church. And I hope that you will see the fact that our shepherd is teaching according to the Bible. And I hope you will feel that you will gain great faith through this message. Jesus' ministry, it was done 2,000 years ago, but it doesn't mean it was severed. It is still continuing, and especially at this end time. It is being manifested more clearly. Romans 5:18 says, so then as through one transgression there resulted condemnation to all men. And also verse 19, for as through the one man's disobedience the many were made sinners. So through the sin of Adam, all mankind was born with the original sin, and we were destined to die. But God of love, He wanted to save us, and He sacrificed His one and only Son to open the way of salvation for us. And Jesus, to become our Savior, He put on the flesh and came to us. And because He must not have any sin, He was conceived by the Holy Spirit. So He doesn't have any original sin, and He didn't commit any sins Himself. So He is completely sinless. And He obeyed God all the time to fulfill the duty of the Savior. And during the 30 years of His life, He prayed, and His heart was full of the responsibility for the duty of the Savior. He had enough time to prepare Himself for the public ministry for the 3 years. So even when He was young, when He was a boy, He was preparing himself. And he did prepare himself perfectly. There is a record about an incident that happened when he was 12. He and his family, physical family, went to the temple in Jerusalem for the Passover, and they were going back. And after a day's journey, they realized that Jesus was not with them. So they began looking for him, and they went back. And they found Jesus at the temple. It was 3 days later. Jesus was talking with the lawyers, the scribes, who are teaching the law to the people. And they were physical family of, the family on this earth with Jesus. Because Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit. They are not really biological, physical family, but in the physical sense, they were the family. And they were must have been afraid. They were probably afraid. And Jesus was, the child would have been probably afraid, but he was not afraid at all. He was just talking with the scribes, the lawyers. And Jesus said in Luke 2:49, and he said to them, "Why is it that you are looking for me? Did you not know that I had to be in my father's house?" So even Mary Magdalene, the Virgin Mary, didn't really understand what Jesus said. He was just talking with the lawyers, teachers of the law. And Luke 2:47, the people were surprised by his wisdom and answers. Because he was only 12. He was asking intelligent questions, and his answers were also very wise. And all those who were watching him, they were amazed. So even when he was young, he was preparing himself to do his ministry. He was not an ordinary boy. He was not just playing around like any other ordinary children. Originally, he knew who he was and what his duty was. And because he knew why he was sent to this earth. So even when he was young, when he was a young boy, he would go up to the mountains and look up to heaven, the sky, and communicate with God. And he was very different from other children. So all his life's focus was to fulfill the duty of the Savior. And he fulfilled all the plans of God without an error, complete obedience. For example, there are many prophecies about Jesus in the Old Testament. And he did everything as prophesied. The Old Testament didn't just write about his coming, but it writes about what he would do too. So he just did whatever was written. For example, Zechariah 9:9 says, "A daughter of Zion, rejoice greatly, a daughter of Zion, shout in triumph. A daughter of Jerusalem, behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and endowed with salvation, humble and mounted on a donkey, even on a colt, the foal of a donkey." Before he took the cross, when he was entering the city of Jerusalem, it was the prophecy about this scene. And Jesus just did as prophesied, exactly. People were shouting Hosanna to welcome him. Jesus knew this in advance. So he didn't think, "Oh, I would ride a horse rather than a donkey to maybe give the people sure of faith, because he knew that the people would welcome him. But he just mounted on a donkey, the fall of a donkey, exactly according to the prophecies of the Old Testament. So his life was the fulfillment of the Bible itself. Because he had only the Father God in himself. He didn't have any of his own thoughts. So he just obeyed all the will of God. He didn't say, wouldn't this be better? Isn't this better? Isn't that better? He just obeyed the will of the Father. And during his 3 years, during his life to prepare for the public ministry, he just lived all his life praying and preparing himself to exactly fulfill the will of God in the 3 years of his ministry. And it was his joy, Jesus' joy, to fulfill the will of God. And eventually he took the cross to fulfill the providence of salvation completely. Even though just because he performed great signs and wonders, he didn't want to do things his own way. He just obeyed God in all things. He was very humble. So, let us look into his ministry in more detail. Matthew 9:35 summarizes the 3 years of his ministry. The four Gospels tell us about the details of Jesus' ministry, but Matthew 9:35 gives us the summary. Jesus was going through all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every kind of disease and every kind of sickness. So it is to teach and to proclaim the gospel of the kingdom and heal all the diseases and sicknesses. First, it is about teaching. He taught the commandments, the will of God. Many scribes, they were teaching the law. But the people who are being taught, they felt it was difficult. But Jesus taught it in a more easily, so the people could apply it in their daily lives. So that is why he gave many parables. Some parables, the people didn't understand them right away, so the disciples asked him at a later time, many times. But later anyway, he taught them with the parables. So the people could understand more easily. So, the Bible says, the people who are taught, who listened to his messages, they were amazed. Matthew 7:28-29 says, when Jesus had finished these words, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one having authority and not as their scribes. Matthew 22:33 also says, when the crowds heard this, they were astonished at his teaching. And many other parts in the four Gospels, many people, we can see that it says many people were listening to his messages, so many crowds, so many people listened to him and were surprised. Jesus didn't only explain the meanings, but he also pointed out the sins of the people. The scribes, the Pharisees, they knew the law, but they were hypocrites. They were not circumcising their heart. And Jesus sternly warned them, saying, "All to you, you snakes, brood of vipers." He was so meek and gentle, but sometimes he was very stern and strict. And to those who were selling things in the temple, he made a whip out of cord, and he overturned the tables of those money changers and sellers of the animals, because he loved God very much. He couldn't just put up with the temple of God being defiled. That is why he rebuked them so harshly. This is true love. Just being gentle doesn't mean, oh, you shouldn't do this. Gently saying, oh, you shouldn't do this. Even about the things that defile God Himself. So He acted, behaved in a perfect way in every different situation and occasion. Jesus told us that if we have committed adultery with a woman in our heart, we have already committed it with her. So He taught the people about forgiveness. He also taught them about prayers and faith, and He set the example so that the people could have true faith by following His example. Being meek doesn't mean He just preached about the kingdom of heaven, but He sternly warned them about the sins. But many churches, many pastors, they don't talk about sins today. So that is why, if the believers, and even so some of the pastors, they feel this is not right. Always, in all the messages, Jesus' messages contained pointing out sins. But pastors, they should do the same, but they have fleshly thoughts. If we talk about sins, the believers will leave the church. They will be afraid. They won't like it. Even in Jesus' case, even though people didn't like it, He still had to do what He had to do. He still rebuked the people for their sins. He taught them clearly about the sins. Even then, even though He pointed out sins, many people came to listen to Him because His teaching was true life. So many people gathered to listen to His teachings. Sometimes we have a question. At that time, they didn't have any PA system. And how could they listen to, how could so many people listen to Him at one time? So as you read the Bible, sometimes you can, did you have a realization and understanding through the Holy Spirit? We can see that there were so many people. They didn't have reason to count the people every time, but sometimes it was necessary to count the number of people. So from those incident occasions, we can infer how many people gathered. And when many people gathered and when they were listening to Jesus' messages, but many hours passed, they didn't have anything to eat. Matthew 15:32 says, and Jesus called His disciples to Him and said, I feel compassion for the people because they have remained with Me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And I do not want to send them away hungry, for they might faint on the way. Because they were following Him, Jesus taught them at a certain place. But they were following Him 3 days already. So now they had to go back. But because they didn't eat properly, Jesus was afraid that they might faint on the way. And Jesus told them to give them something to eat, but they didn't have anything either because they were such a great crowd. Probably they were packing their own lunch, but, you know, like a bread. Also because they were usually near Galilee, they could have some fish. So, Jesus fed so many people with some of those bread and fish. And at that time, they had only 7 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And Jesus performed the miracle, and so many people, all of them ate together. And the number of people who ate, at that time they didn't count the women and children, so they write only the number of men, grown men, excluding women and children. Only the number of men were
일곱 개와 생선 두 마리로 지금 축사하셔서 배불리 먹게 하신 이 장정.
So many thousands.
지금 여자와 아이를 제외한 남자의 장정의 수가 4천 명이었습니다.
So it was 4,000. When Jesus was going around for his ministry, we can see that there were many women and children following him. Jesus always welcomed the children. You know, he welcomed them. And the disciples or the people, they wanted to send them away, but Jesus stopped them from sending these children away. So we can see that the many children came before him. And there were also many women who are following him. So the number of men was 4,000. And if you add all the women and children, there could have been more than a double. There were so many people. And except this, other than this, in Luke chapter 6, there was this miracle of five loaves and two fish. At that time, 5,000 men ate, and there were 12 baskets remaining. So there were two different occasions. Five loaves and two fish took place first, and seven loaves and two fish took place later. 4,000 men. Probably could have been more than 10,000, including all women and children. So these many people were following Jesus. And he taught them and manifested amazing signs and wonders to feed them. And they were all filled. And they had 12 baskets remaining. What a great miracle. How amazing. And we can also see so many people gathered. So, where Jesus went, so many people came, and how did they all listen to Jesus' message? Did you ever wonder how? You should have wondered. Sometimes you just pass these places. And the senior pastor gave us an answer during the pilgrimage that we went together with the senior pastor. Jesus used the landscape and the blowing of the wind so that the people could hear him without using any PA system. And the Bible, later when I was reading the Bible again, if you read the Bible thoroughly, you can think about it. You know, the Bible is written in a way that we can think about it. For example, Luke 5:3 says, and he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, Peter's boat, the disciple, and asked him to. It was when Jesus was calling Peter as his disciple. Before that, he was teaching the people. And he got into one of the boats and he asked him to put out a little away from the land. And he sat down and began teaching the people from the boat. He was teaching the people on the boat, and it is not that he was teaching the people on the boat. He was teaching the people who were on the land. Matthew 13:2 says, and large crowds gathered to him. So he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd was standing on the beach. So you can picture it in your mind. The people were standing on the beach, and Jesus was on the boat a little way from the land. And he was facing the beach where the people were standing as he was speaking. He didn't have a microphone or anything, speakers, loudspeakers. He just put out a little way from the land and he was facing the beach and they were facing Jesus towards the sea. So you can picture this in your mind. And because the wind was blowing from the sea to the land, Jesus' voice was carried by the wind so the people could hear him. So he was using all this blowing direction of the wind and the landscape. So many times he taught from the boat.
여러분들 이런 그림을 그리시면 돼요. 그러면 배에서
So you can picture this.
큰 소리로 외친다고 다 들을 수가 없잖아요.
And just by shouting clear with all your strength, not everybody can hear. But as the voice carries away, the wind carries away the voice of Jesus, people, everybody could hear him. So when there was no wind, what could have he done? Maybe probably by the power of God, this gentle breeze could blow. So the people could hear him. So Jesus was explaining to us these things during the pilgrimage. And I was also very surprised. And this wisdom is really given from above. And And the Bible writes about these things so we can think about it. And also we can see from the Bible that Jesus' voice was very clear and loud. Loud and clear. Yet, in case of senior pastor also, many senior people, they also say they can hear very clearly the messages of a senior pastor. And also, even though he speaks for very long time, for long hours. His voice doesn't become weak, even after using all his energy, right, from early morning, especially in occasions like during the Lunar New Year. From the morning until afternoon, he speaks and he touches the hands with the people, so many people, and he loses his energy. But usually, his voice never goes bad. Never, so even though he, in case of Jesus, even though he cries out in prayers, his voice was still loud and clear. We can see this from the example of our senior pastor too. Also, the landscape of Israel, there are many small hills. So Jesus could stand, and when the crowd was sitting, as he was speaking, the gentle breezes could carry his voice to the people. So he used this kind of landscape of Israel and the power of God and the direction of the winds. So even without the PA system, he could preach to many people. So reading through the Bible, let us so you can see these things too. So Jesus was preaching the will of God in every village because he had to walk. So that's why he was busy. And because of amazing signs and wonders, many sick people came and they received the healing, and so many more people came and they were following him everywhere he went. So they wanted to listen to him, so he was teaching them. Even though he was very busy, after he finished teaching, at night or early in the morning, he continued to pray. He didn't cease to pray. Pastor Myung Lee also said in the Friday service, with the example of the Bible, Jesus was always praying, even though he was very busy. We can see, read from the Bible, that after teaching, he went up to the mountain and he used to pray. After feeding the people with a miracle, after sending them away, he would go up to the mountain and pray. He is the Son of God, and he is originally God. But to fulfill the will of God, he prayed so hard. And how much should we do? What should we do? We try to resemble the Lord. We try to cast away sins. And to overcome the darkness, let us think about how we should be praying. So even before Jesus took the cross, he was teaching the people with all his might. And he proclaimed the gospel of the kingdom. John 14:1-3 says, "Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. If I go to prepare a place for you, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Not just the hope of heaven, but he taught them how to get into heavenly kingdom. He didn't just say heaven is good, but to go into heaven, you have to cast away sins. You have to live by the will of God. You have to follow goodness and love. Also, he taught us to be awake, and he taught us, taught them about the end time. He didn't just proclaim the kingdom, gospel of the kingdom. He also talked about hell. Matthew 13:49-50 says, "So it'll be at the end of the age. The angels will come forth and take out the wicked from among the righteous and will throw them into the furnace of fire." Mark 9:47-49. "If your eye causes you to stumble, throw it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hell, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched." And they'll be like a salty with fire. He knows very well about hell, and he knows even better about heaven, because he used to live there. So he explained about heaven and hell in detail, and he told them not to ever go to hell, but only to heaven. And he also performed with signs and wonders. Matthew 9:35 says, healing every kind of disease and every kind of sickness. And sickness, in other words, infirmities. And infirmities is disability. Innate disability, or because of some accidents, you cannot use a part of your body. For example, blindness, incurable blindness, deafness, or paralysis, or other disabilities in the limbs or in some other parts. These things cannot be cured by medicine. Without these signs and wonders, people wouldn't have believed. Even though you hear good words, they wouldn't believe. If that was the case, they would have listened to the scribes, the Pharisees. But these scribes didn't have any signs that followed. But Jesus performed with the signs and wonders that followed his teaching. That is why people followed him and believed his teachings. Furthermore, how could they believe that he was the Son of God? But because of such amazing, powerful works of God, they gave glory to God. They revered him, and sometimes they worshipped him. So even the disciples of Jesus, they were surprised by the teaching of Jesus and they obeyed the calling of Jesus. But then, when he performed the first sign, the Bible says they now completely believed. John 2:11 says, "This beginning of his signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him." It doesn't mean they didn't believe in him at first, but by seeing the sign, they came to have a complete faith. It was the same with the people. Because they saw the signs and wonders, they could surely believe in him and in his teachings. There was a paralyzed man who was carried by his four friends, and the Lord from the roof, Jesus healed him. Jesus healed him, and immediately he got up before them and picked up what he had been lying on and went home glorifying God. And as he obeyed what Jesus told him, he was healed. And they were all struck with astonishment and began glorifying God. And they were filled with fear, saying, "We have seen remarkable things today." Through the signs and wonders, they could really believe his teaching. They were astonished, and they believed, and we can see this from many parts of the Bible. And I'm just giving you one occasion from the Bible. And they were filled with fear. Why? Because they had darkness. They would be afraid. But even though you have darkness, as long as you are not committing sins, as long as you believe, you don't have to be afraid. Because Jesus was attested to by God, people were afraid of Jesus. So without the power, without the signs, you cannot give people true faith. That is why Jesus performed with signs and wonders to make the people believe. So all the things that Jesus did on this earth was for the glory of God and to plant faith in the people and to give them health, to give them blessings. So his life was the devotion itself. So this is the way of the pastors, servants of God. They should follow the example of Jesus. So as they attend the theological college for 4 years, they learn about Jesus, what he taught, what kinds of powerful works he performed, he manifested. And many pastors, many seminary students, they wish to take after the example of Jesus. But in reality, as they do the ministry, they are not really following the example of Jesus. They don't really dedicate their lives for the souls like Jesus did. They are not really leading a life of humbleness or of dedication or of devotion. As time goes, they rather become arrogant, and they and especially, it is very difficult or almost impossible to find the pastor or servant of God who performs with the signs and wonders. True servants of God are the ones who follow after the example of Jesus. So that is why souls, we have to meet with a true shepherd, because we are entrusting to him our eternal life. We are asking the shepherd to lead us, to help us to get the eternal life. So we have to check whether the pastor or the servant of God is following after the example of Jesus. If he is, there will be the fruits, the evidence, and he will be guaranteed by God through the following signs and wonders. And thankfully, and in this church, and our shepherd is just doing exactly what Jesus was doing, and he is living the life of Jesus. We are witnesses to this. After the shepherd met God, he wanted to become a good elder of the church, but God gave him the calling to be a pastor. And after he received the calling, he just concentrated on prayers and the Word of God. Just as Jesus prepared himself for 30 years with prayers to prepare for the 3 years of his ministry, likewise, our shepherd also lived with prayers and fasting. He wanted to teach the Bible well, clearly, even the difficult parts. And he wanted to heal the people. And he wanted to make them wealthy. He wanted to give them good life. So he wanted to give glory to God through the power. And by seeing the power, he wanted the people, believers, to gain more faith. And also he wanted the believers to live a wealthy and healthy and comfortable life, not the poor life, and not a troublesome life. Through so many fastings and prayers, he received the revelation on the difficult parts of the Bible. Every time he received those interpretations, he was so happy. And on every Friday online service, because he was so happy with that happiness, he preached to us all the things that he received from God. Jesus is our Savior. And why? What is the essence in that? How come He is our Savior? Why is He qualified as our Savior? He taught us all the conditions. And to receive this message, He prayed hard. He received. So even many other pastors, even from other denominations, they preach with this message, with the message of the cross. Many people teach. You know, they call us, call our church when they want to have a counseling, or they want to meet with the senior pastor, saying, we are listening to Reverend Jaduk Lee's messages on the internet, and we are also teaching his messages, and they are delivering the same message. As they listen to this message, they are also so amazed that the message is so deep. And so, our shepherd is teaching in so much detail about Jesus, the Lord. And also, he gives us easy teaching about God the Creator. For example, we have two eyes, one nose, one mouth, and two ears. Regardless of the races, regardless of the race, we all have the same structure. And not just people, but all animals, birds, fish, everything has the same structure. It's because we have only one Creator God. So our shepherd is teaching us so easily, in a way that we can really certainly believe in God the Creator and the Lord Jesus Christ. In overseas crusades, he also teaches about God the Creator and Jesus Christ. But in the past, there were some people who had some misunderstanding. Jesus only teaches the Word of God, and we are the witnesses to it. Also, he teaches us about sins, just like Jesus did. He always points out our sins. This is evil. This is sin. So he teaches us about the things that we have to do and we must not do, according to the Bible. And he teaches us about the works of the flesh, sins committed in action, and even about the original evil in our heart, in people's heart. And also, he teaches us about the shortcomings, some things that we might lack to resemble the Lord completely. So in the lectures of Genesis and Revelation, he taught us about God the Creator, and he taught us about the end time, 7-year tribulation, the millennium kingdom, the great white throne judgment, the judgment of reward, and the heavenly kingdom in which we will live forever. And he gave us so many sermons, messages about heaven and hell. In so many conferences, meetings, seminars, and sermons, worship services, he is teaching us so much. And after teaching us, he goes up to the mountain. Just like in the case of Jesus, who taught the people, who manifested the signs and wonders, and he goes to a mountain to pray. He teaches us with all his strength. And after that, he doesn't say, oh, I used up all my energy, I have to get a rest. No, he goes back to mountain prayer, and he does the homework given by God, contemplates on the will of God, deeper will of God. And he teaches us all the will of God, he understands. And right now he is preparing to reveal the glory of God all over the world. It's just like, we can feel that it's just like the ministry of Jesus. And just as Jesus preached the gospel of the kingdom, senior pastor also taught us in so much detail about heaven and hell. Because he is teaching us in so much detail about hell, we keep in mind and make up our mind that we will never go to hell. Even though we know the beauty of heaven so much, If we do not feel the fear of hell, we might be overcome by the lust, and we might go back to the world, and we might go towards hell little by little, step by step. We love we like heaven, so we know that it is good, but without knowing the fear and the terror of hell, we might not be able to keep ourselves. So that is why, by knowing about hell, we can be awakened all the time. He also taught us in so much detail about heaven, what the heavenly life, what kinds of entertainment we have, and what kinds of appearances we'll have, what kinds of things we'll eat, what kinds of things we will, what kinds of clothes we will wear. So we can even picture our lives of hell and of heaven. And we can also have some performances so we can imagine the life in heaven. Not only that, but through the separation of spirit that has never taken place in human history, by the separation of spirit, in front of our own eyes, people, eight people went to heaven and hell, and we heard. It's a vivid testimony. Because heaven and hell are so certain, but sometimes some people's faith, their faith is weak, and they befriend the world sometimes. Because he's so sorry that the people are doing this, so he manifested this kind of unprecedented event, so that we can have the fullness of joy about heaven and the warning of against hell. So he is preparing to show us a 3D video about heaven and hell. So that we will not, we'll never go to hell, but to be at the bosom of the Father. You know, by spending his own money to create this video, 3D video, so we can have more hope for heaven. And more warning against the hell. So the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom was not done just by with words, but also with the following signs and wonders, so that our faith could grow up. John 14, 12 says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to the Father." And our shepherd is fulfilling this verse. Jesus is not jealous at all. He didn't say, just do as much as I did. Or he didn't say, just do a little less than what I did. He said, he will do greater things, greater works than these. Because he knew that without such great power, people wouldn't be able to have great true faith at this end time, sin-filled world. That is why, because he wants to lead so many people to salvation. He said this, and our shepherd is fulfilling this verse. And our shepherd is doing just like Jesus did his ministry. And he is healing the sickness and diseases. He is performing with signs and wonders. And he is teaching us the will of God. And he is proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom. So all the signs and wonders, both in Old and New Testament, are manifested before our eyes so that we feel like we are living in the Bible. What kind of blessing this is. And the ministry of our shepherd does not end here. A minister of Jesus gave peace and comfort to the people. And not only that, the most important thing was to give life to people. By sacrificing himself on the cross, he became our Savior. And So is the life of our shepherd. He teaches the word of God. He proclaims the gospel of the kingdom. And yet, there are people who disobey and who pass judgment and condemnation. And for these people, he sacrificed his life to intercede. Even when the many pastors and Levites were committing willfully committing sins, and they were condemning and judging the shepherd, and he took the punishments on their behalf, and he didn't spare his life to bring down forgiveness even for these people. In this early morning, I made a mistake because I didn't get sleep. I read the book of Profession. And as you read the book Profession, you know, you naturally burst into tears. And as I was reading the Professions of the Shepherd, I went back to the first part. And I was reading about the Father's heart. And then I burst into tears. And then I fell asleep. And when I got up, my eyes were swollen. And I was wondering why. And because I was shedding a lot of tears in the early morning. So I thought maybe we should be careful about reading this book before getting to bed. So just by reading several poems, several professions, he burst into tears. Even during the 98 and 99 test, what kind of heart he had when he was praying. And every time we read about the heart of the Father God, when we read about the heart of the shepherd, we feel the love of the Lord. And we see this in our actual lives, the sacrifice of the Lord. And the Easter is coming, the Passion Week is coming. And we shouldn't be thinking about the Lord's Passion only during the Passion Week. But we should always feel the sacrifice of the Lord. Because we can do that because we see our shepherd who is living a life of sacrifice for so many years. So we can also feel the love of the Lord more greatly, to a greater extent. So through the sacrifice of the shepherd, we came to trust him and love him more deeply. And these people's faith is growing up quickly. And for that reason, our shepherd willfully took up all those sacrifices. We are so blessed because we are seeing through the life of the shepherd who is living the life of Jesus. We can learn about Jesus. We can feel Jesus. And the life of shepherd is the life following after the example of Jesus, the life for God the Father. So we should also follow the example of Jesus, practicing love and goodness. We have to fulfill all the things that are written in the Bible. Let me conclude the message. The New Testament writes about Jesus' life and that he is a Savior. And also it writes about the apostles of the early church and the members. It is a history about 2,000 years ago. And since then, the history of the churches and the believers is not written in the Bible. But in heaven, there will be records about all the things that gave glory to God even after the early church. Revelation 20:12 says, "And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne, and books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life." As you know very well, there is the book of life, and there are other books too. So among these different books, there are books that also write about the people and the shepherd who write about the works that write about the works of manmin that fulfill the will of God. And there some books will write about the works and acts of the workers and leaders who fulfill the will of God. And There is a detailed record about David in the Old Testament. And there are also names of the people who were with the David, not just the priests, but also the leaders. And other than these leaders and elders, there were names of warriors, not just the great warriors, because there were many wars and battles to subdue other neighboring countries. There were many wars, so that there were names of warriors and generals, and there were names of many people who are in charge of praising. There is the name of gatekeepers, those who were in charge of David's possessions, treasurers, managers, state managers. And I believe the choir members or Nisi orchestra, their hearts could have been burning, reading these parts in the Bible, imagining that, believing that their names can also be written in the book in heaven. Also, security members or the volunteers, their names can also be written in the book in heaven. In some special books about the senior pastor too. Those, other than this, there were names of counselors, gatekeepers, treasurers. And so, as you become united with the shepherd, and at this time, as you do this great ministry, your names will also be written in the book in heaven. So this is such a precious moment, such a precious time. And those who do great works, God will deem them very precious. And we know very well that physical faithfulness, fleshly faithfulness, will not be counted much. It has to be spiritual faithfulness. Joab was a great warrior. He was such a strong man. He was a faithful man too. He was very loyal too. He won the battle practically. He won the battle himself. But then, right at the end, he gave the credit to David by letting him conquer the city. But when things were not right, when the opinions were not right, he held grudges against David. And when opinions were not in agreement, he did what was against David's will. So, even though you are physically faithful, as long as you do not circumcise your heart, you cannot be united as one in heart. And we can see that Joab was not a faithful warrior until the end. There are many. So that is why we have to become a man of spirit when we do the things for God. And as I say this, those who are not in spirit yet, I believe you will not be disappointed because we still have time. To renew us, to change us, to give us more chances. The shepherd is still continuing to sacrifice himself. We have more than 60 people went into spirit at a time. There are many men of spirit near you, you know, among your siblings, among your family members, or my brother, my sister. And I believe you are also challenged. And all their profession is that they put the love and sacrifice in their heart. And of course they knew it in the past too, but knowing it is fleshly. But as they really put the love in their heart, the love of the shepherd showed them their evil that was in their heart. In the past, they just covered it. But as they now realized their evil, they prayed hard to cast it away. And the tears of the shepherd became a river, and it all washed away their evil from their heart. That is why they easily became men of spirit. So we can become men of spirit through the sacrifice of the shepherd. So I hope you will hold on to this chance. When you try to change yourself also, you can receive the grace and help of the Holy Spirit. So let us try a little harder.
그래서 개주에서 가장 빛을 발하고 중요한 역할인 마지막 주자 바로 우리 아닙니까?
So usually the last runner in a relay is the fastest. So we are all last final last runners. This is the end time. So let us work hard so that our acts will be written in the book in hell, book of the Father. So let us be faithful with the circumcision of the heart.
예수님의 사역을 잠깐 돌아보았습니다. 그런데 그 앞서 말씀드린 대로
예수님의 사역을 into the ministry of Jesus.
예수님의 사역을 그리고 또 구세주로서 가장 중요한 십자가의 처형을 잠깐 말씀드렸습니다.
And I briefly talked about the crucifixion. And our shepherd is doing exactly the same thing. And you know it. You are the witnesses. Nobody can deny this fact.
그러면 우리도
So, let us also trust this shepherd and follow him so that we'll be shining as like the sun in heaven. Let us pray together thinking about the message. Our good Father God, thank you. We are a church that lives, that is living in the Bible.
Our
Lord does not only exist in the Bible, but we are seeing His life in our actual lives too, through our shepherd. Let us believe and trust and be united so that let us fulfill especially the ministry, the will of God towards the end time. Receive all the glory through all of us and fulfill all your plans, great plans through our shepherd. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
영상을 통하여 당장님의 환자 기도를 받겠습니다.
We receive the prayer for the sick of the senior pastor on video. Lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities and lay your hands on your chest for your heart's desires. Hallelujah, Almighty God, the Father God of love. Lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend time and space on those who are receiving this prayer. Through GCN, Internet, and Satellite TV, in branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all other children of God around the world. Give them the faith to believe from heart. Drive away negative thoughts and doubts, and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be. Burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses and infirmities, go away. Light come. Scorch all their terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria. All contagious diseases, including cold, flu and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach, lung, liver, breast, uterine, and intestinal cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high and low blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid problems, and heart, lung, and women's diseases, and all inflammations go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs, back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains disappear. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis, be loosened, get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. Father, let there be no scars remaining. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated. Bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessings of conception. Receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command. The enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the power of the air, the evil forces of heavenly places, and their servants, go away. Go away, evil, unclean, false, and deceitful spirits, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, go away, light come. Father God, give them the strength to cry out in prayer and the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. As their souls prosper, let all things go well with them, and let their families be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week, and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and business fields. Give students wisdom and understanding, and give them enthusiasm and fervor to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or in whatever they do, let them do it all to live a life glorifying the Father God. Let them be able to testify about the living God, saying, I've met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.